Amen. I thank God for the opportunity to stand here today in place of our pastor. He called last night, tired. If you travel for business, you understand it is not glamorous. Everybody thinks flying on a plane and going to different places is fun, and it is not. It wears you out. And then when you have that job and this job, it wears you out. So when Pastor called, the first thing out of my mouth was, "Yes, sir, I'll be ready." Was holding my 9-month-old grandson. He woke up every 2 hours. But yes, sir, I'm ready. And then Russell, when I got in my car this morning and tried to crank the Subaru, she just went click, click, click. I walked to church. I came to church the old-fashioned way this morning. I walked to church. Amen. If you have your Bibles, can you turn with me to James, the first chapter, and we're just going to look at verse 8. James, the first chapter, and we're going to look at just verse 8. And it reads this way in my version: "An indecisive man is unstable in all his ways." Amen. You may be seated. And for a subject this morning, and I just want to talk to you today, if that's all right. I don't want to preach. I just want to talk to you. For a subject today, make up your mind. Make up your mind. The book of James is called the Proverbs of the New Testament because it's full of wise sayings. And the book itself was said to be written by James, who was Jesus' brother. He was the next brother that came after Jesus. But verse 8 says, James is warning us that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If we break down that word double-minded, it means a man of two souls or a double heart. In other words, one part of your heart is directed toward God, and another part of your heart is directed toward the world or towards yourself. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. But I'm here to tell you this morning that we cannot continue to live like that. For the Bible says, no man can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or hold on to the one and despise the other. Joyce Meyer wrote an excellent book. It was entitled The Battlefield of the Mind. And today I challenge us to make up our minds. She said in her book that the mind is the leader. It's the forerunner of all of our actions. The mind governs where you go. The mind governs what you do. The mind governs how you think. To be sure, the Bible is full of examples where saints struggled with this issue. If we look at Noah, Noah was given the great architectural skills to build an ark. But what did Noah do when he got off the ark? He got drunk. David was set in the world to be a man after God's own heart. But one sticky night, he was out on his balcony, and David, a man after God's own heart, ran into a woman called Bathsheba. Let's look at Elijah. Elijah was on Mount Carmel. There was just Elijah and 300 other prophets. Elijah called fire down from heaven. But when Jezebel said, "I'm going to kill you," he ran. Hid himself in a cave. Let's look at John the Baptist. John the Baptist baptized Jesus. He saw the dove descend on Jesus. He heard the voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." But when John was in prison, what did he do? He sent some men to Jesus. "Are you the Christ?" A double-minded man. Peter. Peter walked on the water. He said, "Jesus, if it's you, bid me to come." He walked on water. He knew Jesus. But when he was standing by the wrong fire, what did he do? "I don't know the man." He denied him three times. Paul, who wrote most of our New Testament, he says, "Oh, wretched man that I am, because there's a war that is going on in my members. When I want to do right, I do wrong. Because I cannot control my mind." I said all of that to let you know that it's not a unique problem to the church. Everyone wrestles in their mind. But today I want you to know we have to make up our minds. Or to make it more personal, Reverend Smith, I have to make up my mind. Elijah said in 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, in the 21st verse, he asked the Israelites, "How long will you go limping between two different opinions? If God is God, follow him. But if it's Baal, then follow him." You see, Israel had fallen victim to the in vogue gods of the region. If it feels good, do it. Male prostitution, female prostitution, orgies, all under the name of religion. In vogue religion. Name it, claim it. In vogue religion. No such thing as hell from a loving God. In vogue religion. But here's the crux. Just as Elijah said, if God is God. Sound familiar? Go to Genesis. What did Satan say to Adam and Eve? Did God really say this? If God is really God. It's a battle for your mind. Am I making sense? Y'all understand? It's a battle for your mind. It's a battle for the seat of your emotions and affections. It's a battle for the choices that you make. We're talking about tithing, but I'm here to tell you tithing is a choice. It's a battle about the choices that you want to make. Church, the call is to make up our minds. When you have two souls, you are unstable, the Bible says, in all your ways. I'm not just talking about you're unstable in church. That's not what it said. It said you're unstable in all your ways. You're unstable at home. Why is marriage at 50% divorce rate? Unstable in all your ways. Why do we have all-time highs in drugs and alcohol? Unstable in all your ways. Why do we have teenage pregnancy on the rampage? Unstable in all your ways. Two souls. Why do you have trouble on your job? Unstable in all your ways. Why do you have problems in your home? Unstable in all your ways. You see, when you can't decide, am I going to follow God or am I going to follow myself? Am I going to follow God or am I going to follow my degrees? The Bible says you are unstable in all your ways. Not only are you unstable, you are not going to succeed, because a double-minded man, there is no way you can succeed. Choose you this day who you will serve. You cannot continue to live in a state of inner contradiction. You are neither hot nor cold. Revelation has something to say about that. It says, because you are neither hot nor cold, God says, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. A double-minded man tries to live in the way that is pleasing to him. This morning, I challenge you to search your hearts and see if your heart is 100% belonging to God. Make up your mind. I'm almost done. Either he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, or we need to stop asking. Either he can do exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think, or I've got to do it on my own. Make up your mind. Either he sits on the throne as Jehovah Jireh, or I need to trust my MasterCard. Either he's the potter, or I'm a miserable lump of clay. Either he's the light of the world, or I'm just walking in darkness. Either he's the way I need to go, or I need more than GPS, because I keep going around and around in circles. Make up your mind. We ask, well, how do I make up my mind? It's nice to talk about double-minded people, but how can I change? And I asked myself this question, how can I change? How can I get my mind from here and here? How can I get my mind centered on the Lord? James 4:8 says, draw near to God. Oh, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. But that's not all, James said. James said, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. The invitation to draw near means come close enough to touch. It doesn't say draw near by coming to church. It says come close enough to touch. Draw near to God. Come close enough to touch God. And when you come close enough, help me, Jesus, when you come close enough to touch God, God comes close enough to touch you. That's what you really want. It says when you draw near to God, he draws near to you. That's what I really want. I want God to draw near to me. Make up your mind. Do you want to keep singing about being touched by the Master's hand? Or do you really want Jesus to touch you? It's one thing to sing. It's one thing to get excited about the song. But do you really want the touch from the Master's hand? Matthew 10:25. The guy asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? This is what Jesus said. Who is Jesus? The Son of the living God. Listen to the words that Jesus said. You shall love the Lord your God with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. Not loving with your lips, not loving with your words, but loving with your choices. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, by the love that you show. We love with our choices. Why are we fighting about tithing? We love with our choices. Why do we not want to come out to Friday night prayer meeting? We love with our choices. Why are the same people in Sunday school Sunday after Sunday after Sunday? We love with our choices. You say you love God. What you do shows how much you love God. It's not what you say. It's not how much you know. It's not how much you quote. You love with your choices. What are your choices for God? What have you done for God lately? What have you done for God today? You love with your choices. What choices have you made? A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. I have made a choice to get my master's. I've made a choice to get my PhD. I made a choice to be successful on the job. I made a choice to climb the corporate ladder. But what has that got me? Don't lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth do break through and steal. I don't want that. I have decided to follow Jesus. Heaven and earth, it's going to pass away. But I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to make Jesus my choice. On Christ, the solid rock, I'll stand. All other ground is sinking sand. You've been around long enough to know that all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ, the solid rock, I'll stand. Make up your mind. Choose you this day who you will serve. You see, to set your mind on flesh is death, but to set your mind on the Spirit is life and peace. Stop trusting in your prayers and start trusting in God. We are so wrapped up in our prayers and what we say and how we say it. Stop trusting in your prayers and start trusting in God. Stop thinking about how it sounds and who gets excited. Start trusting in the Lord. Romans 12:2 says, don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yes, we can quote it, but read a little further, so you might know the will of God. You cannot know the will of God until your mind becomes transformed. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. Worry is going to come. Grief is going to come. Anxiety is going to come. Fear is going to come. It's going to happen, Jesus said, in the world. You will have tribulation. But it's all not hopeless, because he offers his peace. Not your peace, Adrian. Not your peace, Minister Cruz. Not your peace. Not your peace, Reverend Stinger. And I love you, Reverend Stinger. But not your peace. He offers his peace that passes all understanding. Jesus said, I will keep him. I will keep him. And perfect peace, whose mind is stayed. What does that mean? Whose mind is fixed on me. Everything else could be happening all around me. You might fall, you might fall, you might fall, you might fall. The roof might fall, but he's going to keep me in perfect peace as long as I keep my mind stayed on him. Let this mind, I'm almost done, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He emptied himself and became obedient even to death on the cross. What am I challenging you to do? I'm challenging you to empty yourself. You can't take it with you. There aren't Baptists up there. There aren't doctors up there. There aren't lawyers up there. There aren't people, sorry, Pastor, there aren't people who drive Lexuses up there. There aren't people who drive Benzes up there. You can't take it with you. Empty yourself. How do you get filled? How do you get filled? How do you get filled? You got to empty. Until you empty yourself, he can't pour in. How many want to be, and this isn't rhetorical, you can raise your hand. How many want to be filled even the more with Jesus? How many want to be filled even the more with his spirit. The only way that happens, the only way that happens is you've got to empty yourself. What am I challenging you to do? I'm challenging you to go home. Close your door. Get down on your knees and say, God, search me and try me. And if you find anything in me that is not pleasing in your sight, take it out. Take it out. Take it out. Why? Because I want to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I want to see Jesus. He said he's gone away to prepare a place for me. I want to live in that place. Leesburg is not enough anymore. The United States is going down, down, down. I want to be in that place that he's prepared for me. In order to get there, I've got to empty myself. Take my degree, take my salary, take my job, take me, Lord, wash me and cleanse me, sanctify me and consecrate me. Here am I, O God, use me. I got to deny myself, take up my cross in order that he might use me. I'm challenging you today. I'm challenging you today. You've got to stop being so double-minded. We live in the world, and the world has taught us, if you do this, you're successful. And if you do this, I'm done. I'm almost done. If you do this, you're almost successful. And if you do this, that's not success. The only success is when he puts a crown on your head. And he tells you, you have been faithful in a few things. Come on up to a place that I have reserved from you. A double-minded man. Saints, don't be caught with your mind in the world and your mind on God. Choose you this day who you will serve. I know we're all saints. We got it all together. But I'm challenging you. Choose you this day. Tomorrow's not promised. Tomorrow's not promised. You can say, I'm going to save people by the end of the year. But the end of the year is not promised. You can say, I'm going to read my word and I'm going to get to Revelation by September. But September's not promised. You can say, I'm going to come to prayer meeting on Friday, and I'm going to be with you, Pastor. I'm going to pray with you, Pastor. But Friday's not promised. You can say, I'm going to start fasting, and I'm going to start praying, and I'm going to try to get closer to God. But tomorrow's not promised. What am I trying to tell you? Choose you this day who you will serve. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. As every head is bowed, as every head is bowed, and every tongue, and all eyes are closed, please bow your heads and please close your eyes. First question I'm going to ask, if you're here today and you know you are not saved, you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, please close your eyes, please bow your head, and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. I'm not saved, but I want to know him. I want you to just lift up your hand. I'm not saved. I'm not saved, but I want to know him. Just lift up your hand. If you're here today and you know, I've been living more in the world than I've been living for God, and you know that, all I want you to do is lift your hand. If you've been living more for the world than you have been living for God, and you want to get it right, I want you to lift your hand. Amen. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your people who heard your word. God, we heard in your word that we've hidden it in our hearts, that we might not sin against you. God, help us to accept the challenge, to grow even the more in you. Help us to accept the challenge, to yield even the more to you, Lord. Search me, O God, and try me, O Lord. And God, if you find anything in me that is unpleasing in your sight, remove it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let's all just sing that song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.